Hello, it's Rebecca Cressman, and I have the pleasure to have best-selling author and worldwide leader. Can I just call you that? Your business leader?
That's so overstated.
I do love and revere that you have served in organizations within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that do touch the lives of people around the world, so I wanted that recognized. It's Sherry Dew.
How are you? It's wonderful to be with you. What a privilege.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege for us, too. And your newest book is called Insights from a Prophet's Life, Russell M. Nelson. And as I read through it, it is filled with moments and memories and experiences of President Russell M. Nelson's life as a father, as a heart surgeon, as a student, right? As a church leader. What did you see in all these moments that made you want to bind them together?
You know, it's an interesting question, but over a number of years, I had just heard different stories. And some of them, in fact, most of them, I'd never heard before. It's his involvement with helping build the first heart-lung machine in the world. It's his pioneering role, truly pioneering role, in the field of open-heart surgery. It's his time in China. It's his love for Eastern Europe because of all the time he spent there in the late 80s trying to help the church obtain recognition so that the church could operate in some of those countries. So that's just a very fascinating range, a wide range of experiences that are way outside the norm. And when he became president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, some of my colleagues at Deseret Book Company just said, even though he's had a biography written that was published 15 years ago or so, we ought to do something else. And that led to sort of a pondering about what could it be, something that was maybe biographical in nature but not a true biography because that had already been done. And that led to saying, well, let's tell these episodes from his life in which there are just tremendous things to learn.
To me, it took me back to, if there are insights and episodes in President Nelson's life that led him further, that prepared him in his life, what does that mean for us?
There's no question where, I mean, obviously, members of the church, of our church, regard him as a prophet. And when you study his life, you can see the hand of the Lord preparing him. But for me, him as a leader is just a model and an exemplar of how the Lord will work with each of us if we're interested in having him work with us, because we each have a plan for our life. We each have ways in which we can contribute. And our belief is that if we appeal to the Lord, I think it was Ezra Taft Benson who said, the Lord can make a lot more out of your life than you can. And I think that's what you see in the life of a prophet, but in our lives too, if we're willing to let the Lord do it and mold us.
I'm glad you brought up President Benson because you wrote his biography in addition to President Hinckley's. One of the characteristics that I learned in the book was just how curious President Nelson has been his entire life. Is that a facet or a leadership quality you've seen around you, or is it rare?
I think you see in the very finest leaders, call it curiosity, call it an innovative spirit, call it an open heart or mind. There are different ways you might describe it, but I think in the very best leaders, you absolutely see that they're open to new ideas and even encouraging new ideas and resonate with new ideas, at least to have the chance to consider them. And you absolutely see this in the life of this, it's not overstated to say, world-famous heart surgeon who was of the pioneering class. I had the privilege of being up at the University of Utah. This would have been sometime in 2015. They were celebrating the 60th year of open heart surgery, of which Dr. Nelson did the first one. And cardiothoracic surgeons from around the country had flown in. They were there en masse. What was fascinating was to watch all of these surgeons, very well regarded in their field, kind of clamor to have their picture taken with this pioneer.
And it's hard for us to go back in time, but isn't it right that at that time when he was in his early stages of as a heart surgeon, people thought that if you physically touched the heart, it would stop?
As a student at the University of Utah Medical School, he was taught, and in fact, I've seen the quotes from the textbook, that if you dare to touch the human heart, you would be discredited as a physician. And after he graduated first in his class from the U, he finds himself up at the University of Minnesota and lands on this team building the first heart-lung machine in the world. I said to him, President, how did you go from being told you cannot touch the human heart to, hey, let's build a heart-lung machine? And he says, oh, I was always curious. And that's where the curious word comes from. And so he was always open to saying, well, could you stop the heart long enough to repair it? So he's open to the notion where he had just been told by all of his professors and read in all the textbooks, you cannot touch the human heart. And I think that is very indicative of him as a as a leader, as a scientist, as an inventor, and as an innovator. That is characteristic of his life.
He's a collaborator, too.
Very collaborative. I've been in a number of meetings that he chairs as president of the church. So here he is, regarded by members of the church as he is the president. And yet, if you're discussing an issue that is the least bit complicated, he wants to know what everybody in the room has to say. This isn't I'm going to send down a decree from on high. It's let me hear from everybody. And after he's heard from everybody, then he'll let you know what he's been thinking and whether or not the discussion has molded his decision or not. You can't always tell, but he's very collaborative, very much wanting everybody to have their say.
One of the other themes besides that collaboration is personal revelation.
Absolutely. You see him learning how to receive revelation as a doctor in the operating room. Experience after experience where in the middle of a procedure, he's given information about what to do because he went into it not knowing what he should do. And there are other times in his life, too, when he was a fairly new member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and given the assignment by President Benson to go open up Eastern Europe at a time when most of Europe wasn't open to the church. Way less of Europe was open to the church to be recognized as an official entity than was close to the church. So he starts working in all these countries, Bulgaria, Poland, Hungary, Romania, Czechoslovakia, and so forth. And you see him hit one brick wall after another, one dead end after another, and yet little by little over a period of time through impressions, promptings, other people being prompted and coming into the scene to help, you see him be able to do the assignment he had been asked to do. But through all of that, you watch the Lord tutoring him in how to hear the voice of the Lord.
I wanted to ask you a question. You mentioned that he is revered as the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the prophet. But what insights did you gain from his life that you believe would inspire people of all faiths?
Well, there might be two ways to think about that. The first is that there are so many lovely lessons to be learned from his life that even if you're not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or hold him up as a prophet, you couldn't read about him, I don't think, and not say, this is a truly dynamic leader and I can learn life lessons from him. So that's one way to think about it. The second way to think about it is that in looking at the life of this world religious leader, I think there are things that we can also look and say, there are other world religious leaders that we can all learn from. I think about some of the statements that President Nelson said after his recent private audience with Pope Francis. And he talked about how gracious he was, how kind he was, how competent, how lucky the Catholic faith is to have him as a leader. And I think there are things we can all learn from these men and, in many cases, women who have devoted themselves to following God. And we can all learn from each other in those regards.
And that's a great insight, too. Sherry Dew, the author of newly published Insights from a Prophet's Life, Russell M. Nelson. Thank you.
My pleasure.